Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. I hear Auntie Janet. I hear Miss Hazel. And is that Tim?
Yes.
Okay. Welcome. And if someone else with the number in the 4676?
Yes.
That's Tim's mom. It's Carolyn.
Oh, hi, Carolyn. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. And we have Auntie Betty.
How y'all doing?
Yes. Good evening.
Hey, Auntie Betty. All right.
Hello?
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 It's breaking up so bad.
I think we're just waiting to get started.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Auntie Angela? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm still there.
Okay, let me do a little call. Give me just a moment, guys.
Okay.
Hey, Angela?
Yes?
Do you want me to start reading in numbers?
What do you want to, yeah.
Okay, I'm picking up in numbers 3, and this is still in reference to tribal location and the Levites' responsibility. And the Lord said to Moses, I have accepted the Levites in substitution for all the oldest sons of the people of Israel. The Levites are mine in exchange for all the oldest sons. From the day I killed all the oldest sons of the Egyptians, I took for myself all the firstborn in Israel, of both men and animals. They are mine. I am Jehovah. The Lord now spoke again to Moses at the Sinai Peninsula, telling him, take a census of the tribe of the Levi, indicating each person's clan, every count male down to 1 month old. Levi's son Gershom and his grandson, they was located at the west side of the tabernacle, and their census came up to be 7,500. Their responsibility was to care of the tabernacle, its covering and its drapes, the drapes covering and the fence around it and the courtyard, the screen at the entrance of the courtyard surrounding the tabernacle, the altar, and all the ropes used in tying the tabernacles together. And then there was the son Kohath and his grandsons located at the camp of south side of the tabernacle, and their census came up to be 8,600. And their responsibility was to care for the ark, the table, the lampstand, the altar, and various utensils used in the tabernacle and the veil, and any repairs needed at any of these items. Eleazar, Aaron's son, shall be the chief administrator over the leaders of the Levites, with special responsibility for the oversight of the sanctuary. And son Maria, and including his grandsons, they was located at the north side of the tabernacle, and their censer came up to be 6,200. And their responsibility were to take care of the frames of the tabernacle building, the posts, the base of the posts, and all the equipment needed for their use, the posts around the courtyard and the basin and the pegs and the ropes. The area east of the tabernacle was reserved for the tents of Moses and of Aaron's and his sons, who had the final responsibility of the tabernacle on behalf of the people of Israel. Anyone who was not a priest or Levite but came into the tabernacle was to be executed. So all the Levites, as numbered by Moses and Aaron, at the command of the Lord, was 22,000 male, a month old and older. Amen?
Amen.
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 You said you're going to start with Hazel?
No, Loretta, what was your reading?
The reading was out of Numbers 3, 11 through 39.
Okay, thank you. All righty, let me do a roll call and then turn it back over to Loretta to open us up. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
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 Okay, we've got the connections on here, so bear with us. Okay, I'll start off with Auntie Terry. Auntie Janet.
Yes.
And Auntie Janet. All righty. Miss Carolyn.
Yes.
Good. And Miss Tim.
What'd you say now?
Tim.
Tim.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And Hazel.
Good evening.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Hey, Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Shirley.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay. We have Loretta.
Good evening.
Yes. And Hugo with you?
Good evening.
Good evening. All righty. And we also have Auntie Dot.
Yes. Honey, you ain't found that voice yet.
I'm going to come listen.
Okay. We praying for you.
Okay. Okay. Mom and myself, Angela. So just welcome. We have a full crowd tonight. Thank you all for joining, and I will turn it over to Loretta. Loretta, did you hear me?
I'm sorry, I did not.
Okay. Then start us off.
Okay. All right. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
But this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Nellen Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. And I would just like to add to Miss Carolyn, in the first part of our meeting, we do a reading. And then the second part, we do also another reading, or you can do a praise report, song, a poem, or testimony, or more Bible verses. So I just wanted to welcome Miss Carolyn and give you an outline of what we do on the program. And welcome back, Miss Shirley.
Amen.
So much.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please.
Dear God, as we come together today, we give you thanks for the good gifts you give us. We ask for your guidance in our lives, and we pray that your love would live amongst us. Thank you that your promise to us that where two or three are gathered, you are there in the midst. So, Lord, we welcome you amongst us today, and we celebrate the gift of life that you have lavished upon each of us. We ask that you will open our ears so that we may hear your voice, open our minds so that we may receive your eternal wisdom, and open our spirits so that we may know your leading and guidance, and open our hearts so that we may receive your wonderful love. We ask all this in the glorious name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Ready. Go ahead and start with our first round. Go ahead and start with Auntie Betty.
Yes. I'm coming from the book of Romans, chapter 6. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us was baptized unto Jesus Christ, was baptized unto his death? Therefore we were buried with him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. For if we had been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we shall not serve sin. For he that is dead is free from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ being raised from the dead dies no more, death has no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourself be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it and lust thereafter. Neither ye are your member or your instrument of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourself unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your member as instrument of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. Amen.
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 Amen. Yeah, praise the Lord. Thank you for that reading. Next, Sister Shirley?
Yes, I'll be coming from Psalms 51. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquities and cleanse me from my sins. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sins is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done this evil in your eyesight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts you will make me to know wisdom. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for listening. Next, we'll have Loretta.
Okay. I am coming out of the Daily Bread, and the title is If You Are Willing, and you can get the reading out of Matthew 8, 1 through 4. Matthew's gospel says that the leper came and worshiped him. He approaches Jesus in worship with trust in his power and with humility, acknowledging that the choice to help belongs to Jesus. He said, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. In compassion, Jesus touched him. Leprosy had made him untouchable by the standards of Jewish law, and he was cleansed immediately. Like the leper, we don't need to hesitate to approach Jesus with our desire for his help. As we go to him in humility and worship, we can trust that he will make the best choices for us. So let us come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Loretta. Miss Hazel?
Yes. Good evening, everybody. I'll be reading from the book of Psalms, chapter 46, and I'll be reading verses 8 through 8. Come behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolation to the earth. The end of the earth, he breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading.
Carrie? Oh, yes, I will read Psalm number 8. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens, out of the mouth of babies and suckling things. Suckling, hast thou ordained strength because of thy enemies? Thou mightest seal the enemy and the avengers. When I consider thy heaven, the work of thy fingers, the moon, the star, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visit him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and crowned him with glory and honor. Thou made him to have dominion over the work of thy hand. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, all the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Did you guys hear me, Hubert?
Yes, I'll be coming from Hosea, chapter 14. Return, O Israel, to the Lord your God. Your sins have been your downfall. Take words with you and return to the Lord. Say to him, forgive all our sins and reserve and receive us graciously, that we may offer the fruit of our lips. Assyria cannot save us, We will not mount war horses. We will never again say our God to what our hand, to what our own hand have made. For in you the fatherless find compassion. I will heal their waywardness and love them freely. For my anger has turned away from them. I will be like the dew to Israel. He will blossom like a lily, like a cedar of Lebanon. He will send down his roots. His young shoots will grow. His splendor will be like an olive tree, the fragrance of a cedar of Lebanon. Men will dwell again in his shade. He will flourish like the grain. He will blossom like a vine, and his fame will be like the wine from Lebanon. Holy Ephraim, what more have we to do with idols? I will answer him and care for him. I am a green tree planted. I am a green pine tree. Your faithfulness comes from me. Who is wise, he will realize these things. Who is discerning, he will understand them. The ways of the Lord are right. The righteous walk in them, but the rebellious stumble in them. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in his sight. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Next, we have Ms. Carol.
You talking to me?
Yes, ma'am. Would you like to share or just being a listener?
I'm just going to be a listener for today. I did have something, but I'm kind of a little scared, so.
I'm
not a good reader.
That's all right.
I'm going to come out of Philippines. It's chapter 4, 8 through 9. Meditate on these three things. Finally, my brothers, whatever things are true, whatever things are I can't understand that word. I don't know that word. Mobile. Whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of the good report. If there is any
virtue.
I can't. Who?
Virtue
truth. Of, and if there is anything praiseworthy, I meditate on these things. The things which you listen and receive or hear or saw in me, these do, and the good of peace will be with you. I can read a little better now. I'm just a little nervous.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Carolyn, thank you so much for sharing. Next, we have Mom.
Okay, I'm coming out of the room, and I've taken spells. I mean, this game.
You said Mom fading out.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Coming out of Genesis chapter 2 to 12. With the two praise of our Lord and Father, out of the same mouth come praises and curses. I will speak words of God, grace, and peace to someone today. Sticks and stone may break my bone, but words will hurt me. That saying is new to guard us from the harsh of words. It rests, however, we all know that words do hurt, and they can harm someone easily. and stop
Amen.
Speak in kindness and customize one word spoken in. A moment's worth of criticism can always sharpen a day's worth of praise and appreciation. As much as I like to keep your victim in the word, I realize that I am also recovering. The words of others may warn me that I also love enough about the destruction potential of our words. May our prayer be that you speak words that bring life and joy, not death. And our hope be that the words we speak will build people up, not tear them down. We can encourage peace and lift people up. Words can wound, but Jesus being our word. May we speak life and grace to all and clearly praise his name. And prayer said, keep Jesus for redeeming us. May we continue to reflect your grace in all that we say. Use our word to bring life, joy, and encouragement to others. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Mother. We have another question that you said.
Can I tell you, I'm listening now. Can I tell you to hush?
Daniel? Daniel, is that you on the line? I'll come back to him. Next, we'll have Tim.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah, this is Daniel. I was just listening, though.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right.
You can go ahead, Tim.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
All right. How you doing?
I don't think I'm coming out of Bible verse, but God put us here for a good reason, to connect with
Amen.
Other people and share his word upon other people and bring other people closer to him. Live to him,
Amen.
So we connect. If we connect better, we can live better and live a better life through Christ.
Amen.
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 That's very powerful word.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
The Lord, very powerful.
Yeah. Thank you for that, Tim.
Welcome.
Very powerful.
Isaiah 55. God's word does not return void. Isaiah teaches us that the word coming out of God's mouth will not return void, accomplish what it was sent to do. The word of God is seed, and when we release it in the earth, we will see good results. For as the rain and snow come down from heaven and return not again, but waters the earth and make it bring forth and sprout, that it might give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it will accomplish that which I please and purpose, and it shall prosper in the things whereunto I send it. Thus speaking the word of God in faith does bring results, according to Isaiah 55, 10 and 11. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, that concludes our first round. Loretta, go ahead and start it up.
Okay. Before I go into the sick and shut in prayer, I would like to know, is there any updates that we need to be aware of, or if there's name needs to be added to the list? Praise God. Praise God. Okay. So if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we come boldly before you asking for complete healing in Uncle Oliver, Uncle Cham, Uncle Gary, Uncle Willie, Uncle Dave, Auntie Marie, Auntie Dot, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Sister Shirley and family, the Johnson family, the Lowe's family, the Allen family, the Hurd family, the Dix family, the Boyers family, Marilyn and family, Rossiter and family, the Williams family, Marianne and family, Carlos and the Wells family, the Verna family, Dwight, Tawana and family, Katrina and family, Ronnie McCullough and the Simmons family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Desi Kendrick and family, Cheryl and family, Lynn Becks and family, Vanessa and family, Tony, Brian, Eric, Malachi, DeMarcus, Doretha and Jesse Verna, John Moore, Miss Brown and family, Mr. Q family, Essie May and family, Michael and family, Rochelle Bessler, the Cody family, Lenny and family, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we know that there is nothing too big for you and that all things are possible with you. We just need to have faith the size of a
you hit the wrong button. Hey, Loretta.
Yes, I'm sorry I had technical difficulty here at the house, but God is good. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Father God, we thank you for your Son, our Lord and Savior, and that there is still power in the blood. Therefore, we plead the precious blood of Jesus over our sick and shut-in, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. And Father God, we ask that you continue to give us the strength that we need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ. And Heavenly Father, we thank you in advance for complete healing for our sick and shut-in. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. The Lord.
Thank you, my Lord, brother.
Amen.
Ready? Move to acknowledge October 28th.
Angela, you're fading out.
There's a lot of background noise, and that's going to have background noise. So if anyone can mute your phone while you're not talking, that would be very helpful. Thank you. So we're going to acknowledge birthdays October 22nd through October 28th. have Nick on the 22nd and Walter on the 24th. Are there any other birthdays?
Janet Rodriguez, 27th, my granddaughter.
Okay. Any other birthdays?
Amen.
So we have Nick and Walter and Janet. All right. Ms. Hazel, would you do us the honor to sing happy birthday?
Yeah, I'll sing happy birthday.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear October 13th. Happy birthday to you. Amen.
Amen.
If you have a praise report or a testimony or a poem, if you don't have anything to say, you can say pass when I call your name. Well, I go ahead and start with Shirley.
Yes. Before I read lyrics from You'll Never Walk Alone, I would like to say, as Paul said in Philippians 1:3-5, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every part of mine, for you all making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel. Thank you for your prayers, and I missed all of you, and it's good to know that you'll never walk alone.
Amen.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the storm, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on with hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. Thank you.
Amen.
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 Amen. That, Sister Shirley, beautiful. Next we'll have Hubert.
Yes, I have a praise report. I would like to thank the Lord for being compassionate on it. Yesterday, October 21st, marked the year anniversary that I had, me and my daughter had met. So I praise the Lord for bringing us back together. I thank him for all the healing and all the watching over us he have done. And with that, I'm going to say amen. May the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in his sight. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you for sharing. Next we have we have Auntie Carrie.
Yes, I will read from Isaiah 40. Is it 40? Yes, 40, verse 27-31. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Has thou not known, has thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the end of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching for his understanding. He gave power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen.
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 righty. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Terry. Next, we have Janet.
I would like to, share a short poem. God is my friend. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Mm-hmm. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. Oh, Lord, mm-hmm. you're my best friend, my wonderful counselor, my ever-present help in trouble, immediately mm-hmm. available around the clock, 7 days mm-hmm. a week. How wonderful that I belong to you, the pure, unpolluted source from which all downstream love flows. So I delight in people here on earth, but first and last, I come to you, the only perfect person, the only ideal person, the only one whose love is flawless, the only one who is worthy of my highest praise. Oh, God, who is like you? There is none to be compared to you. I thank you for the friend who have failed to meet my soul deepest need. They've driven me to the Savior's feet, up on his love to feed. I am grateful, too, through all life ways, no one could satisfy. And so I found in you alone my rich, my full supply. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Auntie Janet. Beautiful.
Praise the Lord.
Next. Yes, Lord. So next we'll have Miss Carolyn.
I'll pass.
Okay. Next, Tim.
Good evening again. I just want to give a prayer to my uncle, who is in the hospital right now, who had went to surgery this morning. And
what's his name?
His name is Tyrone.
Okay.
Just pray for the Bell family and through all the bad times. Just pray that God gets them well. And also pray that he hear other people that's sick throughout the world. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Praise
the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. What the hell is he another man on the
phone? Yeah. You want to speak now? Yeah. <you're...
laughs> Okay. Alrighty, thank you for that sound. Next we'll have Hazel.
Yes, so again, everybody. Just also grateful for my dad and everybody. And just offer everybody's prayers. That this has been a bit of a challenging week. But, you know, I know that God will lift me back up and lift my spirits every day. Sometimes it's a challenge, so I'm just thankful for the people who encourage me, the family who reaches out to me to keep me going every day. I'm just thankful for everybody and ask that God just keep pushing me forward to just keep succeeding and serving him. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Lord.
Amen.
Okay. I'm grateful for that my son
Oh boy.
Did they hear me?
Yeah,
no. Now you're breaking up.
Okay. I would like to share a praise report that my son Brian is having a baby.
Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I'm going to be a grandmother again.
Oh, all right.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. All right. Okay. I'm going to say a favorite poem that you have heard before, but it's a nice little one. Come with me to a third grade classroom. There is a 9-year-old kid sitting at his desk. All of a sudden, there is a puddle between his feet and the front of his pants are wet. He thinks his heart is going to stop because he cannot possibly imagine how this has happened. It's never happened before, and he knows that when the boys find out, he will never hear the end of it. When the girls find out, they'll never speak to him again as long as he lives. The boy believes his heart is going to stop. He puts his head down, and he prays this prayer. Dear God, this is an emergency. I need help now. 5 minutes from now, I'm dead meat. He looks up from his prayer, and here comes the teacher with a look in her eyes that says he has been discovered. As the teacher is walking toward him, a classmate named Susie is carrying a goldfish bowl that is filled with water. Susie trips in front of the teacher and inexplicably dumps the bowl of water into the boy's lap. The boy pretends to be angry, but all the while is saying to himself, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Now, for Susie, instead of being the object of ridicule, the boy is the object of sympathy. The teacher rushes him downstairs and gives him gym shorts to put on while his pants dry out. All the other children are on their hands and knees cleaning up around his desk. The sympathy is wonderful, but as life would have it, the ridicule that should have been his has been transferred to someone else. Poor Susie. She tries to get out. You've done enough, you klutz. Finally, at the end of the day, as they were waiting for the bus, the boy walks over to Susie and whispers, you did that on purpose, didn't you? Susie whispers back, I wet my pants once, too. Who is your Susie? Your Susie in your life. May God help us see the opportunities that are always around us to do good. Remember, just going to church doesn't make you a Christian any more than standing in your garage makes you a car. Each and every one of us is going through something. Some tough times right now, but God is getting ready to bless you in a way that only He can. So just keep the faith. Amen.
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 Righty. Next we have Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm gonna try to sing this song. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All in my home, I'm gonna let it shine. All in my home, I'm gonna let it shine. All in my home, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine. shine, let it shine. Out in the dark, I'm gonna let it shine. Out in the dark, I'm gonna let it shine. Out in the dark, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine. Well, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. And this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Amen, amen, amen.
Yes, I have a poem I would like to share. The title is These Things, O Lord, I Ask of Thee by Ruth Gilmore. This is my daily prayer will be, These things, O Lord, I ask of Thee, strength to face the trials I'll meet, faith to accomplish the goals I seek, hope to keep my vision bright, courage in the darkest night, smiles to bring a gloomy day, laughter to chase the blues away, trust to keep my thinking sound, abounding love to pass around. Amen.
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 Amen. Thanks for that, Loretta. All righty. Next, we'll have Mom.
Okay, I'm coming out of Numbers, 6th chapter, and starting at the 22nd verse, and it's the precious blessing. The Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron and his son, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. So they will put my name on the Israelites, and I will bless them. Amen.
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 Thank the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mother. Next, we have Daniel, did you want to say anything this evening? Daniel?
Hello?
Evening.
Y'all call me?
Yeah,
I thought I said I was listening.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Okay.
You all know I got a little light, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, did you speak to everybody?
Yes, ma'am. Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Good
evening.
Thank you.
Okay, I just say I'm going to go do this coronary. I got to drink this stuff and go let these people look at me again. Well, yeah, I got to go do that, so.
Thank you.
Keep me in prayer. Birthday, come out good.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
Amen. All righty. So that concludes all of us tonight. Does anyone have anything else they would like to share before we go into the closing?
I would like to report from Auntie Marie. She told me to tell you all hello. And the reason she's not on the prayer line tonight, her phone is out of order. So we just pray that her phone is soon fixed.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, I have something I would like to say too, and
good.
I would like to give thanks and welcome Sister Carolyn to our prayer line. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Okay, I have some things I would like to share before you go into the closing prayer. Thank you, Auntie Janet, for the update on Auntie Marie, and tell her our prayers are still with her, and we love and miss her as well. Amen.
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 Amen. Will do.
And I would also like to say, may God be with Daniel doing his, what would you call it, his checkup, colonoscopy.
Yeah.
May God be with him. And the group would like to welcome Miss Carolyn, and please feel free to come back. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we pray for Auntie Dot to find that voice just going into week two, Auntie.
Amen.
Okay. And congratulations to Brian, Angela's son. They're bringing a new life into the world. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Okay, that's all I had to share.
All righty. I'm going
to
go ahead
into the closing. I don't want to
He didn't want to talk, remember?
Oh, no. I know. Just to give him time to warm up. Alrighty. How we go ahead into the prayer?
Amen.
Father God, here in the harbor of this country, we thank you for the fellowship and for family and friends. Ask that you will strengthen us, restore us, and inspire us with your love. Lord, fill us with your peace so that as we journey onward, we will pour out your love and grace to others. We ask that our souls would catch the wind of your spirit so that we would take your promises to all the earth. Amen.
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 And amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellen family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. And there was a lot shared with us tonight. So when you run through your storm or in the mix of your storm, just go to the good book. Amen.
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 Father God, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone that is in the White House. Lead and guide them in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
And Father, continue to bless America and other nations and our prayer line. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. Remember, put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
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 God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosper, victorious week. We love
Amen.
You. Amen. Hey, we love you all.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Yes. Y'all have a good night. We'll be talking to you too, okay?
We love you too.
I don't know what he said.
What did he say?
I don't know what Daniel said. He's the one that didn't want to talk. He's a listener.
He's a lot of fandom in your prayer line, too, because they need prayer.
Okay. What's his song? What's his song? It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my mama, not my brother. Praise God. Praise
hey,
God.
Put the flag in there. It's the flag. It's the flag for holy. You know, for the football. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Sure, I love y'all. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bless you.